It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here, your PEDcast host. Thank you for joining me today for what I hope will be an interesting edition of DocSmo.com, the place where we discuss all things pediatric, all the way from the onesie to the 3PC and everything in between. Today, I'm going to tell you about an interesting experience I had a few weeks ago when I was doing a checkup in the office. The patient and his mother were there. The child was about 10 years old. And the subject of trampolines came up, as it always does in my checkups with older children. And I was giving this young man my usual warning about not doing flips on a trampoline. I never want to see a child have a serious head or neck injury from a trampoline accident or any other activity for that matter. Anyway, while I was warning this child not to do flips on a trampoline because of the risk of serious neck injury or head injury, this child's mom got a really pained look on her face. I stopped the conversation and asked her if anything was wrong, and she proceeded to tell me what had happened to her when she was 12 years old, in her backyard, jumping on a trampoline. Here is what she told us. Her family had a trampoline in their backyard for the kids to play on. She wasn't supposed to be on the trampoline, and she certainly wasn't supposed to do stunts like flips on it, especially when she was home by herself. But she played on it anyway. Then she told us that she was doing a somersault, and she flipped off the trampoline and came down on the back of her neck and head. She told us that as soon as she hit the ground, she knew something terrible had happened. She was not able to move her arms or legs, and she thought she had broken her neck. Remember, she was by herself, laying on the ground, scared to death to move her head, thinking her neck was broken. Her arms and legs were limp and heavy and not under her own control. What a horrible experience. No help in sight, scared to move her neck, thinking it was broken, and convinced that she would never move again. What could she do? So she just laid there for what must have seemed like an eternity. About a half an hour of agony, she began to get feeling and movement in her arms and legs. A miracle, perhaps, but more likely, the concussion to her spine began to clear. After her arms and legs began to move, she finally got up enough nerve to move her neck, and she realized that she hadn't broken her neck, but rather, she just had a horrible blow to her spine and was just temporarily paralyzed. She had come within millimeters of actually fracturing her spine and being a quadriplegic for the rest of her life, and she knew it. What good fortune she had not to actually break her neck. Finally, she just got up and kept that fall a secret from everyone, including her parents, until that day she told us the story in my office. She had never told a soul about her fall until that day in that examining room when she relived every moment of that terrifying event. She knew all too well what I was discussing with her children, and she was glad that we were talking about this subject so that hopefully no other child, especially a child of hers, would ever have to endure such a horrible event, or worse. So here's the takeaway message from this story for your family. Make sure you take the time to share stories of your childhood that might benefit your children, just like this mother did. When your children are old enough, tell them about the people you knew who got into cars after drinking when you were in high school and what terrible things happened to them. Tell them about the kids who got hurt playing with things they knew they shouldn't have been playing with, like explosives or knives or firearms or even drugs and alcohol. Tell them what happened to your friends who didn't take their schoolwork seriously and do their best, choosing instead to just get by. make sure you share your treasure trove of life experience with your kids so that they can benefit from your experiences and your wisdom. I think you'll find that they're very interested in what you have learned and experienced. And even if they don't act like they're listening to you, they're probably taking in every word you say. I can guarantee you that the kids that were in that exam room the day their mother told that story about the trampoline will never do a flip on a trampoline. And that's a really good thing. Thanks for sharing some of your precious time with me today. My audience is really growing, and for that, I want to thank you. If you're new to the DocsMo blog, take a few minutes to explore the literally hundreds of articles and podcasts. I think you'll be glad you did. While you're there or on the DocsMo iTunes site, take a moment to leave a comment or a review. We really appreciate those. This is your podcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin, reminding you to move your lips and tell your kids not to do flips. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.